It's Sunday morning, time for the great outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Good Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. As we continue to work our way through this horrible situation where we can't go outside and do the things that so many of us want to do in the great outdoors. And recently we had a great show with Kerry Luft, and he talked about books we could read and things we could do in our backyard or in the back 40, whatever it might be. And today we're actually going to go speak to a native Chicagoan who is Roger German, who grew up in the Chicago area, worked at the Shedd Aquarium, and today he is the current president and CEO of the Florida Aquarium in Tampa, Florida. And Roger's aquarium, the Florida Aquarium, has some incredible breakthroughs that have occurred in recent years and frankly in recent weeks that could change the face of coral reefs and aquariums around the, and conservation around the world. So, Roger, thank you for taking the time to be with us. And I wish that we could see you in person at some point, and hopefully that'll happen sooner than later.
Good morning, Charlie. Yeah, I'm with you. I look forward to us getting together and sitting in the same room and talking about our passions for nature and the outdoors. But until then, modern technology brings us together, and thank you for that kind intro.
So tell me, the Florida Aquarium, there are, I don't know how many people from the Midwest who go to Florida every winter, and a lot of them are still there right now because they can't get back. Tell me about the Florida Aquarium and these really, really interesting breakthroughs that you're making that could have such an impact on our world's oceans and marine life.
Sure. You're exactly right. So we are the Florida Aquarium right here in downtown Tampa. And as a native Chicagoan, as you said, became very familiar with this area because we all drove down I-75 growing up. And so the whole west coast here of the state of Florida, as you mentioned, has a lot of Chicago roots and that Midwestern roots, and just brings that energy and passion about, the outdoors. And so we turned 25 this year. Matter of fact, unfortunately, the COVID-19 virus and this stay-at-home didn't allow us to celebrate on March 31st in person, but we have a 14-month window ahead of us to celebrate turning 25. And from that very moment, we started off, Charlie, really as an economic driver for downtown Tampa. That's really what one of the early focuses was, but also to focus on Florida and Florida, the natural life here in Florida, from aquifers to the Gulf beaches and down to coral. More recently, we have really paid more attention on conservation and really, truly doubling down on saving wildlife from extinction. So as you mentioned, we've had a couple of wonderful breakthroughs over the last few years and definitely the last 8 months and week in the fact that we have focused a lot of our conservation and wildlife efforts on the Florida Reef Track. And I know a lot of folks up in Chicago and around the Midwest do spend some time in the Keys. And the Florida Reef Track, I didn't know this when I lived in Chicago, but is the third largest barrier reef in the world. And, you know, it's right here in Florida. I kind of like to say it's, you know, America's Great Barrier Reef. And unfortunately, it's been having some issues over the last several years, which have been really elevated. One is its own pandemic. There's a disease floating up and down the reefs, as well as, you know, water quality issues and, climate issues. And so last week, we were the first ever organization aquarium to successfully reproduce rigid cactus coral for the first time ever in human care. And about 8 months ago, we were the first ever to breed Atlantic staghorn coral for the first time as well. So we're making some great scientific breakthroughs to try to save this barrier reef, this coral reef that so much of our marine life, whether it's here in Florida or throughout the Caribbean or the Gulf, rely on.
So we're visiting with Roger German, who is the president and CEO of the Florida Aquarium. And we'll get to your Chicago roots and the Shedd Aquarium as we go on with the show. But I just feel it's so exciting
that what you've been able to do, because reefs around the world are in terrible decay, and I not that long ago had the opportunity, and I'm not a diver and I'm not much of a snorkeler, but I had the opportunity to snorkel through some islands in the Caribbean, and I was stunned, oopsie stunned, Roger, at the amount of dead coral. So how does your breakthrough of raising coral, if you will, in a lab transcend to being able to reestablish coral reefs throughout the Florida and on down to the Caribbean?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest challenges. And then you're right. I mean, unfortunately, over the last 30, 40 years, we've seen these reefs slowly decay and disappear for lots of reasons. And there's been a lot of effort from the federal government, from state governments, from other country governments to try to solve the coral reef problems. And so you've got things that people are doing on the front end of looking at water quality that is floating around, and invasive species, looking at, temperature along those lines. And there's been a lot of folks who put some effort towards it. But here's one of the things, Charlie, that's really unique about what we're doing at the Florida Aquarium. Now, I will say that, again, when you're trying to stop, the reefs from extinction and reestablish, we need every technique. So I want to make sure that people who are doing really good coral work are all part of the solution, because it is massive. But what we're doing at the Florida Aquarium is we are focusing on genetics, genetic diversity, and trying to breed and reproduce these corals. So we take the endangered corals out of the ocean. We work with Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission and again, the federal government and others. But we take it out. And why this breakthrough last week was so important and the other breakthrough 8 months ago was so important is because we're breeding the coral. And think about it even from humans from that standpoint. What we're hoping to do is breed coral to be more resilient. Resilient maybe to heat, resilient to diseases. And then once we can crack the code as we have, our hope is that all the coral community can come together, give them this textbook of how to do it, and then we can start growing it to scale to get it back in the ocean. Because one of the biggest ways that folks are restoring coral reefs right now is what you do is called fragging. And so you break a piece of coral off, you set it over on a piece of tile, and it grows. And that's the cool thing about coral. But if you're replanting that in an area that is already suffering from either the same, again, disease or temperature rise, sometimes it doesn't have a chance to last longer. So we have to do it all. But I think that's what's so unique about us. If we can continue to genetically diversify this coral and create more resilient coral, we think it'll have a better chance of long-term survival.
Well, we think, Roger, about, medical breakthroughs, particularly now with the COVID-19 situation. Everyone's focused on a miracle cure. And we tend to forget that there are individuals such as yourself and the Florida Aquarium and around the country, actually, who are working on all kinds of research to try to save species from extinction, and coral is a plant species. So let's take a quick break, Roger. When we come back, I'd love to talk about your Chicago roots, the Shedd Aquarium, and there's anything you'd like to tell us about Florida Aquarium and what's down the road for you. So we're visiting with Roger German, who is the president and CEO of the Florida Aquarium in Tampa, Florida, and you're listening to Charlie Potter on the Great Outdoor Show, the outdoor voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN. And first, a message from our longtime sponsors, the Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
In the field, hunters need to be alert, sense the environment around them, and know exactly where they are, communicate seamlessly with their dogs. And when it comes to pickup trucks, you want the same qualities. The all-new Chevy Silverado comes with an available 4G Wi-Fi hotspot for seamless communication. It's designed to handle the toughest loads with advanced trailering technology, tough on the road and off. And the all-new design gives you more cargo space than the competition. Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. Plus, there's never been a better time to see your local Chevy dealer about the Big Fix lease. It's an amazing lease deal that can lower your monthly payments and give you more Chevy, all for less money. That's a treasure hunt. So head to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and see why Chevy is the number one best-selling brand in Chicagoland, now 8 years running.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio, and we are visiting with Roger German, who is the president and CEO of the Florida Aquarium in Tampa, Florida, who was describing before the break the incredible breakthrough with research on coral and how, really for the first time, the Florida Aquarium, or anyone, if I understand correctly, Roger, has been able to grow coral in a controlled environment, which not ready to be put back into the world's oceans, but it is a first step in being maybe able to reintroduce coral to reefs that are dying.
That's correct. Yeah, first to reproduce coral and have it spawn in human care of two Atlantic species that has never happened in the history of the world, and we're extremely excited. And I couldn't be more proud of our coral scientists at the Florida Aquarium here in Tampa.
That's fantastic. Well, I know you grew up in the Chicago area, so how does a Chicagoan become so interested in marine life and wind your way through the Shedd Aquarium and ultimately end up in this really groundbreaking work?
You know, it's a wonderful question. And yes, I grew up on the southwest side of the city of Chicago, and blue-collar parents and retired school teacher mom, and you know, we used to spend just, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, it felt like you were outside a lot. And we would spend time down here in Florida for our summer vacations. We would do, as we talked a little earlier, drive down that I-75 corridor. And so, you know, I've always been fascinated by, marine life. I've been fascinated by nature. But that only went so far. And it wasn't until I actually started working at the Shedd Aquarium in 2000. And it kind of was a fluke the way I was able to land over there. And I was like, this is an unbelievable place. Why would I not want to work here? But honestly, I didn't really even understand the mission of the Shedd Aquarium and zoos and aquariums around the country of what we really, really do. But shortly, you know, within that 6 to 8 months, and I sat back and was like, wow, I mean, there's so many things that we can do. This nature deficit was taking place. The animals are having problems and dying. And quite frankly, human nature and our human survival relies on this interconnectivity with nature and animals, and just really fell in love with it. And at that point, our boss was Ted Beatty at the time, who's since retired at the Shedd Aquarium. But I said, someday I want to be you. I want to be a president and CEO of a conservation organization that can save the world. And it wasn't about the CEO title. It was about just being in a position where, you know, I can take that passion to other levels and make sure that I can save wildlife and make this planet better for my kids and everyone else's, kids and future generations. So, started in 2000 at the Shedd, and like I say, in 2017, came down here to Tampa to run a great aquarium.
Well, that's quite a story, Roger. I'm visiting with Roger German, president and CEO of the Florida Aquarium, and as you've mentioned, in Tampa. It's an unbelievable story. It's a wonderful story, but it's a story that we hear about passionate people in the outdoors, and it's one that is, I think, of the individuals, and we have both have a mutual great friend in Stuart Strahl, who runs the Chicago Zoological Society, which runs the Brookfield Zoo, and across the spectrum of conservation are individuals such as yourself and Stuart, who said, I want to do something meaningful for my life, and I can make a difference for the betterment of the world and mankind. And it's so heartening to those of us who love the outdoors, and whether you like to fish or hunt or swim or just go for a walk, whatever it is you like to do, to know that there are places like the Florida Aquarium and others that are working to deal with the biggest problems we have, Roger, which is the extinction of species. And you talked about, coral, but I have a question for you. Your connection to the outdoors, and across America, we have different things going on right now. But in Illinois, you're very restricted in what you've been able to do for quite a while. And in California, you can't go to beaches and things like that. And you talk about human nature. The oceans are different than being on land. What was your attraction to the oceans?
Yeah, it was just the unknown. One of the unique things I think about, when I think about land, and this is, even land conservation, land enjoyment, you can really truly enjoy it. You can see, wildlife, whether it's white-tailed deer. You can, if you're over, over in Africa, you can see, hey, there's the, there's the lions or the elephants, and enjoy, nature and, flora and fauna and all that. But what was really cool about the oceans is there's so much that's unknown. And, I was born in 1969, and while I do not remember landing on the moon at that moment, you hear a lot of that growing up. And as I got more and more involved in trying to understand the oceans, you would hear statements like, we know more about outer space than we know about the oceans. And so that mystique, that kind of, again, just mystery about what is under there and what we can do. And you think about history, right? It's not that we didn't do certain things to land and deforest and things like that. But, I mean, oceans and waterways were dumping grounds, in Chicago growing up there on the southwest side. And it didn't happen when I was there. But, Chicago River and Bubbly Creek, with light on fire and stuff. So we didn't really take care of our water because part of it was we just didn't know what was underneath and thought, hey, it'll be okay. So I think that mystery, kind of what drives me is what's next. These challenges of taking on, big audacious goals to save animals, to, one of the other roles that the aquarium does is not only in the science and research, but, our animal collections and our exhibits really do connect people with nature. Here in the Florida Aquarium in Tampa, we're part of a $4 billion renovation that's happening around us. And I like to tell folks, I was talking to one of our mutual friends, Johnny Morris from Bass Pro Shops the other day. And I like to tell, we were talking, I said, I think the Florida Aquarium will end up being kind of the gateway to nature for many of these folks in urban settings. It was the same as the Shedd Aquarium in Chicago. And it's the same role that Stuart and the Brookfield Zoo served. So, but that's what attracted me to the oceans. It's just the mystery and that the unknown, and you can be in a seat where you're driving just kind of innovation to keep nature moving forward and part of our lives.
Well, you've got a great story and a great aquarium, and I thank you, Roger, so much for visiting us today in the Great Outdoors Show. And I know once we all can go back and do the things we want to do in the Great Outdoors, the Florida Aquarium is certainly on the list of a lot of us. So thank you. We've been visiting with Roger German, who is the president and CEO of the Florida Aquarium. And your breakthrough on coral reefs is heartening to all of us. I hope you stay well, Roger, and thank you for being on the Great Outdoors Show. I'll be back next Sunday morning with much more on the Great Outdoors. And it looks like we're going to have some opportunities soon to begin to get outside in Illinois in a safe social distancing way, and that can't come soon enough. So I'll be back next Sunday morning. Thanks for listening. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.